Great. I'm here to talk about the politics of immigration. But I think, you know, standing up in front of you, many of you are friends and all of you colleagues, to say that I understand what the hell is going on this last year, I think I would just be lying to you. I think the political world has been hit by a truck. And I don't just mean, you know, Donald Trump. I think it's way, way too easy to use him as a symbol or a scapegoat for some of what's been going on. There's a lot of other stuff going on that I think he represents and has managed to capture. But this has been, to say the least, a really, really crazy time. So I struggled with, you know, what in God's name was I going to come here and talk to you about? And I thought I wanted to do two things. One, I definitely want to talk a little bit about sort of the prospects for immigration reform. But I think for folks like us in this room, it's really important for us to understand what's happening specifically on the topic of immigration and be part of a conversation that's going to get us out of the ugliness and the confusion and the anger around this subject, because there certainly is a lot of that. I mean, the one thing I think we have to remember is it's not just happening here in the United States. There has definitely been a spike in anger and resentment and xenophobia around the issue of immigration. But the truth is that's happening all over the world. The entire world is in motion. Whether it's refugees or economic migrants, there are more people moving, relocating around the globe than ever before. And it's happening at a time of major, major transitions in our economy and our society. And that has made people nervous. So I wanted to just sort of step back and say, it's too easy to dismiss some of the anger and xenophobia as racist ramblings of crazy people, right?